It's been an exciting offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles. Lots of changes that have really shaken this franchise. It's been great times, fun times. One thing that hasn't changed, one thing that's getting better, is the man next to me. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by linebacker Connor Barwin. How do you follow up a season when you make the Pro Bowl, when you become an All-Pro, 14 and a half sacks? You get better, right?
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get better.
What is the benefit in mid-May for fans who don't get a chance to take a look right now? How do you get better in the offseason?
Well, you work on your body, obviously. You work on your health. You try to get as healthy as you can. There's a lot of mental growth that can happen during the offseason. But one of the things that makes it different here is just all the assets that we have at this facility and what we get with Coach Kelly being here. To allow you to have as biggest gains as you can in the offseason. So I think right now we're all working out, we're all studying, we're all hitting personal bests and bench press, squat, all those different things is what you need to do in the offseason.
Season ends in late December. When does your body get back to feeling right?
Man, it takes a while. Probably for me, I don't know, the end of February, mid-end of February. I mean, it takes a good 4 to 6 weeks, till you're totally recovered.
And during those 2 months, Connor, is it lounge time? Is it treat your body right time? Is it still workout time?
Well, I do about a week of don't treat my body right exactly, and that's it. And then I start to recover. I start to do a certain type of working out that starts to heal your body, and that goes for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then once you're 4 weeks out, I'm already back into getting totally full go on getting prepared for next year.
And so we're going to transition here to what's going on with the Eagles. Lots of changes in the locker room, on the football field. What's your feel? What's the vibe with all these new players, 11 new veterans, in addition to the rookie class coming in?
Well, I think, Chip brought in a lot of smart guys, a lot of football guys, high character guys. I think everybody has kind of gelled into the locker room very quickly. A number of the guys that were even signed in free agency were here right away. Because I'm here all year round, I got to know them even before the official offseason started. So that was a really good sign. And then this week was a lot of fun because all the rookies were here this week.
How do you integrate some of these players in? Do you take it upon yourself to step up and say, hey, I'm Connor Barwin, come into the locker room, be part of the family here?
No, I don't greet them at the locker room.
The locker room door opens, and here's Connor Barwin.
No, obviously, like any other business or anything, when somebody new comes, you introduce yourself nicely when you first meet them, welcome them to the team. And then in football, we're so close. We're in meetings, we're in the locker room, we're in the weight room, we're on the field. You get to know guys very quickly.
Do you have a sense at all, even a little teeny bit, about the defense, the new players, what we might expect when the pads go on?
It's hard to tell until you put the pads on, of course. But I'm excited about the potential. I'm excited about the guys we added in the secondary. I mean, obviously you already know what Byron Maxwell can do, there's nothing to see there. We know what he's capable of doing and what he's going to add to the team. But the inside linebacker I've heard great things about, and the secondary also I've heard all good things about.
You know how fans are in the media. They kind of see that there's all this change, and they worry about the chemistry. That's really kind of not the way. It kind of comes naturally, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think there's enough leaders on this team that I don't think chemistry is obviously very important. It's something you can talk about because it's hard to kind of put your finger on it. But I think our culture and our locker room is very strong, and I think the guys that they brought in only made it stronger.
If I may, Connor, I think it's important to talk about some of the things you're doing off the field as well. The Make the World Better Foundation has its second annual concert. Tickets available. The date is June 20th at Union Transfer, 10th and Spring Garden. Fantastic venue for a concert. It's a barbecue and a concert. It's going to a Smith Playground in South Philadelphia. We expect and hope, pray for all your support. It's been a great success for year one. Let's talk about year two and what you want to make better about the event.
Well, first, year one was a huge success, and all the money raised is all going to Ralph Brooks in South Philly, which the park is under construction and will be done this summer, which
great.
Is really exciting. And then year two, we're just trying to build on the momentum. We're trying to raise a little bit more money, but the ticket prices are only $20 for general admission. And we're just doing a kind of a bigger scale, a bigger park at 24th and Snyder. There's going to be great bands. We're adding a little bit more before the concert, the barbecue, which people can come to. So we're really excited.
And some of your teammates will be there supporting you.
A number of my teammates will be there. I mean, if people were there last year, I think there was about, 10, 15 guys that were there from the team. And I think they all had fun, so I think they'll all be back this
kind of,
year.
Why is this so important to you? Why? I mean, you're the natural guy. You're on the bicycle. You're on Amtrak. Or you're on SEPTA. You're visiting patients in the hospital from the tragic accident that happened with Amtrak. I mean, you really have taken time to give back to the community. Why?
Well, this is because Philadelphia has became my home. I mean, this is where I live year-round. I love living in Philadelphia. I think I get a lot back from the city. I think it's the right thing to do. I think I have the platform to be a leader in the community, and so that's what I'm trying to do.
You're making an impact on the field and off the field. Tickets on sale now for the second annual Make the World Better Foundation concert and barbecue. How do they get the tickets?
UTPhilly.com.
UTPhilly.com. We'll see you there. Connor Barwin, thanks so much
for joining me
in studio. Keep up the good work with the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.